I can come back. Like I never left. 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 Like I never left.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Entertainment Exchange. And today is Wednesday, and that is your TV news recap of information that's happened over the past week. My name is David Johnson. Next to me, who are you?
Yeah, her. It's the boy Wayne the Hat Trick Wizard Web.
Try that again.
Yeah, her.
No, in normal English, so it's, people can
it
hear
is,
you.
It is your boy Wayne the Hat Trick Wizard Web back on the mic again. Monotone for the win.
There you go.
Bars.
There you go. Thank you guys for tuning in to Entertainment Exchange. If you are new, this is your one-stop social commentary revolving around movies, TV shows, sports, culture, social media, and more. And we give it to you guys in these podcasts at around 20 minutes and on our YouTube page. Check out our YouTube page at EX Does Entertainment. TV news. First off, Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Bye, Stan.
Bye,
Stan. It's so sad, bro.
So Stan and Steve Ditko created Spider-Man. Stan co-created Black Panther, Hulk, Fantastic Four, X-Men, Daredevil, Ant-Man. The list goes on and on and on. All of the movies that earn over $1 billion today is because of Stan Lee and Marvel and Steve Ditko and the vision that those guys had. So that's... it's nuts. So, rest in peace, Stan Lee.
I'm gonna miss you, man.
Prayers to your family. Next, speaking of Stan Lee, speaking of Marvel products, we talking Disney.
Disney.
So, Disney released the title of their new streaming service. It's going to be called Disney Plus.
Okay.
Don't know why they didn't do something like cooler, because the last thing was Google. Well, Google had Google Plus.
ESPN Plus.
And that didn't work out so well.
ESPN Plus just did their own
ESPN Plus has thing. Theirs. Has their own.
And I have
you
it.
You could have called it anything. You could have called it DOD, Disney On Demand.
Disney Surplus.
You could
No. That was. I just said that because it was a plus.
And you could have called it Disney Extra or DE. Or you could have called, like, there's a bunch of names
or
that you could have done.
DX.
There you go. Disney Extra.
Generation X.
Degenerate? No. But, so it's called Disney Plus. I knew exactly where you were. I knew where you were going with that. So their streaming service is going to have four main hubs on the platform. It's going to have a Disney hub. It's going to have a Marvel hub. It's going to have a Star Wars hub. And it's going to have a National Geographic hub.
Okay.
Interesting.
I will be spending most of my time on Marvel. That is where you will find me.
But... also, I'm not 100% sure yet if you have to pay for each one of those or if you get them all in the streaming platform. I believe you get them all because Bob Iger, Uncle Bob, said that the cost will be lower than Netflix.
Oh.
Per month. That's what he said when it launches.
So $2 per month.
Yo, listen. No. They'd lose so much money. Are you dumb? So right now we've got Lucasfilm. You know, they've created a bunch of stuff. The Mandalorian that's coming on the Star Wars show. Bob Iger came out and confirmed. He didn't confirm the Scarlet Witch show, but he confirmed the Loki show. I'm not sure if he confirmed the Falcon and Bucky yet. But the one that he came out and said, yeah, and Tom confirmed and talked about it was the Loki show that's coming to Marvel. In addition to whatever else they're going to do. Now, the Disney side is going to be animation, TV shows. It's going to be they're doing a TV series inside the Monsters Inc. universe that's coming.
Ooh.
They're doing, I think, another Mighty Ducks movie is going to be.
Yeah,
like,
buddy.
They've got stuff planned.
The Mighty Ducks are back again.
I missed that movie. ILM, which is Lucasfilm, which is Industrial Light and Magic, they're the ones who do all the sound and everything for Star Wars. They did it for Kong Skull Island.
Yo.
They do it for a lot of, like, big, you know, big sounding things. They made their own TV division that they're going to be using. Now, they've done it way in the past, but they've updated it and they're using it for The Mandalorian and Krypton Season 2 and stuff moving forward.
Okay.
So they've got another, like Disney out here spending money.
To make money.
To make money. So the weird thing, like, I think about this and I'm like, it's always weird to me because I'm like, where's the money coming from? Like, are you adding up all...
You, the people.
The people. No, Bane, the answer is, go home, hug your loved one. The question is, like, for, what was it? When Netflix was, yeah, we're going to spend $1 billion on content. And I'm like, I don't know if all the money equaled, all the money from all the different accounts equal $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, where's that money coming? That's the only way that
they got some shell companies, you know, just out there. Just
so obviously they're doing like ads and stuff in movies.
Money laundering.
But it's going to be money laundering. They out here, not Narcos.
Shout out to the Ozark.
Ozarks. Yeah, yeah. Cleaning money out in the middle of nowhere, trying to make a casino. I'm really excited about that. You're giving people four different, like, huge, like, little, not even little, I'm sorry, huge sections of entertainment. You're like, hey, you can literally stay on the animation page for an entire day.
Yeah.
And not, and same thing with Marvel, Star Wars, even National Geographic to some extent, and not run, you know, never see the same thing twice. Yeah. Out of all the stuff that Disney has touched, and you're like, all right, we're giving you all four of those. I'm like, yo, fam, what?
Okay.
So that's going to drop 2019, I believe. So that's going to be interesting. Moving on. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nine-Nine
comes back January 10th, and they extended it. I believe it's going to be 18 episodes.
That's a bet.
It was supposed to be like 11 or 12.
So now I'm about to go catch up. That might be the only reason I use Hulu, because Hulu has Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
That's where I watched all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine was on Hulu.
Did you catch up, or are you still...
I'm still grinding Daredevil right now.
Okay.
I need to finish Daredevil.
And how far are you in Daredevil?
Episode 10?
10.
9 or 10.
So you saw that fight in the church.
Okay, then I'm on episode 9. I'm on episode 9. I didn't finish episode 9.
Okay.
That must be the fight.
Okay.
I had to go leave and do something
in between. What happened the last time, you remember in episode 9? Did you end in the middle, or did you end like...
I think I ended like in the beginning.
Okay.
Like he had just found the priest guy in the bar playing pool.
Yeah.
And then Karen was like leaving. I think it was right when Foggy's brother told him
about the whole... Yeah, took dirty money.
Yeah.
Yo, Wilson Fisk's a bad man, dude.
Bro, I'm tired of Wilson Fisk right
awesome,
now.
He's awesome, but he's a bad man.
Bro, whenever... Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Turn it off now if you have not seen Daredevil Season 3. Turn the podcast off. Mute. Fast forward 15 seconds. Whatever you got to do. Spoiler alert. Whenever the FBI agent, what's his name? Nadim went to that lady's house.
In the beginning of the episode?
And then she shot him dead in the neck. And then poom, poom. And then she was like, Agent Nadim, put down your weapon. And I was like.
Yeah, that was the beginning.
Savage.
I think that was the beginning of 8. That was the beginning of 8.
That he came threw me over and
she
was off.
Like, she gave him that look. She was like, bang.
Yes.
Shot ball.
Why did you
and
do
I
this?
I didn't even understand until she said, Agent Deem. I was like, she's dirty too. They're all dirty. Like,
and then now, if he wants to go rogue, then they're going to drop that and be like, huh, you're dirty.
I'm like, dirty. They're all in fist. That's why I said Agent Deem is growing on me, because I've seen the whole series. I'm like, He's like, dang, I really messed up. I need help. You know what I'm saying? He's not just like an annoying character.
Good. So, because I was about to be done with him.
I'm telling you, man, it's good.
Okay,
it's
really good. If you fast forwarded, you can now tune back in. The spoiler is over.
Spoiler is over.
I'm so sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
But like we said, Brooklyn Nine-Nine coming back January 10th. So do you remember where you left off? You know what season was it?
Bro,
the last season was season 5.
I don't remember where I left off.
Okay.
The last thing I remember, though, was when, what's his name?
Do you remember when they went to Florida?
Because he was going undercover?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. That's probably around the last things I remember.
Do you remember them coming back at any point?
Yes, I remember them coming. He came back to the 9-9.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So you're close to season 5, then.
Okay.
Probably at the beginning of season 5.
Okay. But my favorite thing about 9-9, or one of my favorite things, is Holt's relationship with that one lady and how he like roasts her every time he sees her. All of his jokes are perfect.
He's my favorite character in 9-9.
His jokes are perfect,
like,
bro.
But she's like, I need to sit down. He's like, it's time for you to take some weight off your cloven hooves. And I was like, yo, like the way he talks is amazing. Like, His character is pitch perfect.
Yes.
How it's literally no nonsense at all. Like the where they were doing the heist episode. You remember the heist one with the Halloween heist at every Halloween?
Yes, yes, yes.
And he stole his dog. Shut up!
But his face doesn't change. Yeah.
He is he's my favorite. I like put my parents onto it. And my dad texted me like after two seasons, they were like, this guy is amazing. Because they all laugh at his jokes.
Yes.
Are you lucky, punk? It's just his mouth gets like angry, but the rest of his face doesn't move.
Yeah.
Raymond Holt, you are the man. Andre Brower, that dude's awesome.
Whew.
Moving on. All
right, I'm good now.
I don't know if you know, they're making a Treadstone TV series.
Treadstone.
So Treadstone is the organization that Jason Bourne was a part of.
That's okay. I was looking at that and I was like, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, like, I know it sounds familiar. It's going to be about that organization and what they've done to other quote unquote Jason Bournes.
Okay.
Like getting those, like what they were, because
Operation Blackbriar.
Yeah. They were getting the veterans and then changing them, doing whatever weird stuff to them, and then sending them out. It's going to be about like different people. So there won't be a Jason Bourne in that show.
Yeah.
But it's going to be about that organization.
Oh, man. So no Matt Damon?
Well, Matt Damon ain't going to do a show. Like, what do you think? No Matt Damon or Jeremy Renner, if anyone liked that. Oh, Jeremy poop. Renner one wasn't that good. But, I mean, it was fine.
It was okay.
Yeah. Next, Netflix. Now, then talked about Disney releasing some new stuff. Netflix has got some new anime stuff that they announced that is coming, that is going to be stories within Pacific Rim and Altered Carbon.
Yo, I'm ready for the Altered Carbon.
Which, that both sounds really intriguing. Because yeah. That's both, like, extreme ends of, like, it's basically, like, almost a bridging a gap between, like, live action and anime. It's, like, mm-hmm. If you're doing a Pacific Rim, I'm, like, that can get ridiculous. It's, like, Attack on Titan type of, like, giant monsters and all that stuff. And then yeah. If you're doing Altered Carbon, it's going to be a mind trip.
Yeah.
Like, a cyberpunk mind trip. And I'm, like, sign me up.
Yep.
Because I know the second season's going to have, ya boy, is going to have Falcon.
He's
going
to be the main dude. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what's his name? His name's Anthony, not Clarence. Anthony I was about to say Clarence for
is
it
Anthony.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. He's gonna be the star.
He was also in 2K.
Yeah, randomly.
Yeah, for no reason. But hey, he did his thing.
He's going to be the star of season 2, bread. Which so smart in doing the whole stacks and all that stuff. He's gonna literally pop in anybody.
Yeah.
Literally anybody that you want. I was just so happy that it was Joel Kinnaman because I literally saw The Killing and then I saw Altered Carbon and I was like, he's everywhere. I was like,
he's
so
getting
happy.
His money.
it was legit. Especially like I think I watched the first episode with my wife, and she was like, "Yeah, this is not for me." And I was like, "That's okay." Like all the killing and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that first episode was like a shootout in the hotel, and she was like, "That's not my, it's not my taste."
It's not
and
my
I was
style.
Like, it's okay. You can watch The Bachelor, or whatever,
bro.
But I'm excited about that. Oh, and last but not least.
Okay.
Last Disney news for today.
Okay.
In addition to The Mandalorian, which is the Star Wars TV show.
Uh-huh.
Star Wars is doing a Rogue One prequel TV show starring Diego Luna as Cassian Andor.
Yep.
And K2SO. And will be about those two in that war before they meet Jyn Erso. Before all the stuff about the Rebel plans.
Yeah.
It's going to be about them two, because according to like the Rogue One like novel, when they write the novelization of the movie, he used to be like on a separatist side. He was not a part of the Rebels at all.
Okay.
He was not a part of the Empire at all.
Gotcha.
And so I hope it's the story of how they go from one side to the other, because in the movie he told Jyn Erso, which is one of the reasons why Rogue One is one of my favorite Star Wars movies, is that he told him, like, listen, I've been fighting this like war since I was like a kid. I've been doing stuff I didn't want to do. I've been doing stuff that's bad, frowned upon, etc. All for the stupid logo that's on your jacket to be a part of the Rebels,
just so you can look cool.
Yeah, okay. I've been like, when she's like, "What are you doing?" It's like I've had to kill people. When she was like, "You can't kill my father," and he's like, "Literally, I've had to do this so you guys can go to a mission." And I'm like, "What is? I want to see what that does to someone like him." Where at the point where he meets Jyn Erso, he's like just like callous to it. Where he killed the dude in the beginning of the movie when he was like, sorry. Because the guy would try to alert the guy when they were stuck in that little world or that little planet with like, it was like underground, like pipes and all that stuff. And a dude was climbing up and he's just shot the dude in the back.
Yeah,
like no hesitation. I'm like, how does someone get from like a kid to that? Mm-hmm. And just like, I don't care. Someone give me a job to do. I got to do it. Mm-hmm. But you're a good guy. There are no good guys in this war.
Kill or be killed.
There's kill or be killed, and then there's Darth Vader. In that movie, people died by Darth Vader. Who
kills
Vader.
To kill.
That's who kills it. Just to kill. Hurry, take it! Put my man on the ceiling. Oh, that was one of my favorite scenes in the last few years ever. Everyone in the theater just... Everyone in the theater lost their mind. I love it. Thank you guys for tuning in today to our TV show news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned to our YouTube page because today, or yesterday, I believe, Disney dropped the trailer for Toy Story 4. So we're going to react to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds dropped the trailer to Detective Pikachu.
Bro.
We'll see.
I saw a picture of it.
I saw a picture.
And it's not what I thought exactly. It was going to be. And I'm so... It looks like a Ted kind of feel.
Ted slash Paddington Bear yes, type of yes. thing. Christopher Robin almost.
I am ready.
It looks like the Pooh Bear with like the weird...
I am so we'll ready, see. Bro.
But stay tuned. Check out our YouTube. By the time you're hearing this, you should check out our YouTube page because those videos will be up. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Wayne, if they want to hit us up on socials, where can they find us?
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. @ENT_exchange. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in Entertainment Exchange. And you can find us on YouTube. Type in EX does entertainment.
That's God. Right. Wayne, sign off for us, sir.
Signing off. You know it's your boy Wayne Trick Wizzy Web. And that is David Johnson. Keep rocking with this dope sauce. Bye-bye.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.